Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Greek Mythology Short Stories Podcast. I'm Eric, and today's episode is going to be focused on book number 7 of the Iliad. If you haven't already, be sure to check out the past 6 episodes to catch up on the story. Now, last episode we went into the 6th book, which mainly focused on the continuation of a massive battle between the Greeks and the Trojans. Near the end of book 6, Hector convinces Paris to join in the battle, and the two enter the gruesome scene of war together. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. So, Hector and Paris re-enter battle and each kills a Greek soldier. Now, Athena notices the advancing of the Trojans and starts to prepare and help the Achaeans for the upcoming attack, but Apollo convinces her to help him end the battle for the day. Athena agrees and Apollo creates a plan. He disguises himself as a Trojan seer and advises Hector to issue a single combat challenge to the Greek soldiers. The Greek army was taken aback by Menelaus, who is still fueled by rage, stands up and accepts. However, he is soon talked down by Agamemnon as he does not possess the martial prowess. Finally, Ajax the Great is chosen as the Achaean champion and he marches forward to meet Hector. As he straps on his armor, he mutters a silent prayer to Zeus, the king of the gods. Okay, so Hector, who's the Trojan champion, picks up a spear and hurls it at Ajax, but the weapon bounces off Ajax's shield. Ajax's spear, however, tears Hector's shield apart, but the Trojan champion is left unharmed. Now, the two warriors then duel with lances, and Ajax manages to knock Hector over, but Apollo swoops down and pulls Hector back up just in time. Since night was arriving, the two champions agree to end their duel, and they exchange gifts for some reason. I guess it was called being honourable. The next day, the Achaeans spent burying the dead and building fortifications around the ships. One of the Trojans' leaders in their camp advised that they should just return Helen and end the war, but Paris, being Paris, refuses to give up his stolen wife. However, Paris's dad, the king of Troy, Priam, says that they should propose to return the treasure Paris also stole from the Greeks, and thus hopefully end the war. So, a Trojan official then arrives at the Greek ships and negotiates to return all the treasure stolen for the war's end, but obviously no one in the Achaean camp agreed because to return Helen was mostly the main reason they came. However, they did agree to have a temporary truce just to bury the dead and build defences. However, this building defences takes a turn for the worse as Poseidon, the god of the sea, got angry at the Greeks who were building fortifications and not sacrificing to the gods. I'm not sure why that was the case. Anyways, Zeus tells Poseidon that he could destroy the defences as soon as the war ends just to satisfy him. At the end of book 7, the fortifications are finished, but Zeus's agreement to destroy them could be hinting that over time, everything mortals built are erased. Okay, that's basically a short summary of the 7th book of the Iliad, and in the next episode I will delve into book 8, so stay tuned. I may start launching some more varied episodes after finishing the Iliad, so other interesting areas will be covered. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time!